Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. Jake Eisenberg with you, getting you set for a 7:05 first pitch between the Richmond Flying Squirrels and the Erie Seawolves. Last night, the Flying Squirrels won 7-6, in large part thanks to a great offensive performance from Joey Bart. Tied a career high with four hits, went 4-for-5, and he joins us now in the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up. Joey, we'll start with yesterday. What was the approach at the plate?
I was just trying to get a fastball over the plate and, do some damage with it. Been getting a little out front against these guys, so I was trying to see it deep and stay on some pitches.
There was one at bat that you had where you shot it down the first baseline, kind of an inside out swing. What were you looking for, and what did you get?
I think there's a runner on third with less than two outs, so I had a feeling that they're gonna try to get me to chase in, and I think that goes back to kind of my roots, kind of being more of a hitter, trying to knock the ball through a hole. So I think I think it was a changeup, like a high changeup, and I just pulled my hands inside and shot it through that way to try to get a run in, and then it ended up being a double. So
now a little bit over 2 weeks for you at the double-A level. What's been the hardest adjustment, when it comes to everything that you do, catching, hitting, the like?
The hardest adjustment's been getting on page with the pitchers, and not that it hasn't gone well. It's just 2 weeks isn't a whole lot of time to get to know the staff. So that's definitely been the biggest thing, is just trying to get everyone on page and trying to figure out what they do best so they can ultimately pitch the best. And then obviously the arms are better, the ball doesn't fly out here like it does back west, but it's great. I'm having a great time here. I'm really really excited and glad to be in Richmond, so to end the season. So it's just been great.
When it comes to learning a new pitching staff, is there a system that you have or a way you go about learning what each guy throws and how all those pitches break?
I usually just try to go off what they do best and keep it simple. I mean, you can stand there and stare at pitching charts all day, but when it comes down to it, what they have working during the game that day, I feel like the experience that I have with, examining batters and kind of that feel, in-game feel, is what's going to get those guys through. So I kind of just stick with that, and then we'll do our research. If we know some guys that struggle in some areas, like we'll pound them in that area, but ultimately it's about competing and just whatever I put down, hopefully they're with it. If they're not, they'll throw what they want, so, and then I'll block it up or whatever I have to do to get the out.
One guy that is a little familiar on this pitching staff is Sean Gelly. He worked with him in Salem Kaiser, worked with him in San Jose this year. What's it been like kind of moving up the ladder together?
It's been great. Sean's a competitor, and his stuff has gotten better and better as, just from one for, a year ago when we first came into this thing. So he's, like I said, he's a fierce competitor out there, and I love that about him. So it's been a whole lot of fun. We're pretty much on the same page, so that's also nice as well.
Chatting here with Joey Bart in the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. Joey, when you entered this season, your first full professional season, what were some of the goals that you had?
I just came into the season, coming into spring training, just trying to basically establish myself, try not to rub anyone the wrong way, let these guys know that, who cares about where I got drafted, who cares about what they gave me, that I'm just another guy just like them. And that's kind of the thing that I kind of want to establish in spring training is that I'm a grinder, and that's how I've always been to get to this point, and had some success coming out of there and really just kind of stayed the course. Things probably haven't gone as well with the injury and whatever, but believe there's a way in this thing for everyone, and I'm just out here every day trying to play hard, and whatever happens, happens.
What are some similarities between kind of going through a college season weekend by weekend, but kind of high-profile ACC, to then playing every single day at the minor league level?
I don't think there really is any, to be honest with you. You can't compare any of these arms or anything that we're seeing here compared to college. I mean, there's a few that you'll see in the ACC and the SEC as well, but these guys are up and down better. And once you get into the bullpen, these guys make it hard. So there's not a whole lot of, especially playing every day. I mean, I played every day in the, basically every game in college, but I feel like the grind of pro ball and playing every day at this level, especially going through what we're doing right now, all these rain delays and you know, not ideal travel, but it's all part of it, and it's definitely a lot, it's a lot harder. So, but I like that about it. I mean, nothing comes easy. You got to go out here and grind and figure it out. So that's what it's all about.
Yeah, you guys have been grinding through some rain delays, like you said, some travel. Last week, five consecutive extra inning games, and you were catching most of every inning during that stretch. How do you prepare your body for something like that?
Just got to stay on top of what you're doing. I mean, I guess a lot of that comes in the foundation you've laid in the offseason, but just got to be smart about the amount of rest you're getting and just kind of having attention to detail. If you're feeling good, you're feeling good, but that doesn't mean necessarily to slack off. You just got to kind of stay on my knees, stay on, you know, my arm, everything, every single day, and to keep those fresh for, you know, however many games we have left in the season.
Finishing up with Joey Barr on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. Joey, there's only seven games left of this Flying Squirrel season, but it was announced that you're going to go off to the Arizona Fall League and play a little bit more. What are you hoping to accomplish the last few games of this season and once you get to Arizona?
You know, just come out here and really compete. Like, we're playing a great team right now, Erie, and facing a lot of good arms. So just go out here and have some fun and try to, you know, put some wins together for us and end the season on a positive note. And then, you know, moving into the Fall League, that's going to be a lot of fun as well. You know, a lot of great competition. I've already seen some of the guys they've released, and there's going to be a lot of studs out there. So just go out there and show those guys what I'm made of, you know, and just have fun and play the game the right way. And I think everything will take care of itself.
All right, Joey, thanks very much and best of luck.
Thank you.
We'll be right back in the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. The starting lineups are next, and then first pitch at 7:05 on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.